Today and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
And welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's our Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has over 150 vehicles at two locations, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. UV boys and Cooperstown boys coming up here. Both teams out on the floor warming up and set to be a good one here between these two teams. Matt and I are going to break it all down, but first we're going to hear from the head coach of the Cooperstown boys, John Lambert. We'll take a break. We'll hear from Coach Lambert, and we'll hear from UV boys head coach Matt Osborne at halftime. So we'll take a break during our Butler Auto pregame show. We'll hear from Coach Lambert and be right back on WCDO.
Butler Auto Sales in Sydney is growing, so we've increased inventory, service appointments, and our rental fleet to meet demand in 2019. We have two lots packed with over 150 vehicles. We're confident you'll find what you're looking for. Whether it's a heavy-duty truck or a fuel-efficient hybrid, Butler Auto Sales will get you financed. Our wide range of financing plans fit all budgets and all credit situations, and you can even apply online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. We've also added techs to our top-notch service department. Snow tires, alignments, brakes, shocks, any repair at all. Butler is prepared to take care of it in a timely manner. Call 563-1522 for an appointment. And if you need a rental, we've expanded our clean, late-model rental fleet. Our rentals are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Let's face it, folks, no one has an inventory like Butler Auto Sales. So stop by Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Check out our huge inventory online at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Nate Lull here for WCDO Sports. It's the Cooperstown boys taking on Unadilla Valley in the New York State Boys Class C quarterfinals. And we're joined now by the head coach of Cooperstown, John Lambert. Coach, thanks for your time.
Hey, good afternoon, Nate. Thanks for having me.
Coach, first off, before we talk about the quarterfinals, a crazy, wild, emotional win at the Dome over Utica Academy of Science in your sectional final. Can you tell us what that experience was like?
You summed it up pretty good right there, Nate. It was crazy and emotional and back and forth and a roller coaster. And I don't want to say it was something we didn't expect, but having played Utica Academy of Science twice, we sort of had an idea of how they like to play. And we were expecting a slugfest and a up and down track meet, and it didn't disappoint. Foul trouble, both sides sort of dominated the game for a little bit, but our boys kept their composure and found a way to win.
That's one thing, being on the sideline of broadcasting the game, I was so impressed with, was the composure of Cooperstown and just the relentless will to, hey, we're down 10, it's okay. They stayed calm, and they were able to chip back in. I think that says a lot about your team. You have to be so pleased as a coach.
Yeah, thanks, Nate. That's something that I'm very proud of. This team is a special team. I'm sure coaches say that a lot, but this group is really, truly unique in their ability to, not only are they good basketball players, but they're good people, and they're able to see the forest for the trees and recognize, yeah, things aren't going great right now, but you know what? We're going to keep working, and we're going to keep playing together, and we'll be successful in the end if we continue to believe in each other, and that's what they did, and it was great.
And now a matchup with Unadilla Valley. Kind of ironic, you played them earlier in the year at your place and came away with a tight win. Is there anything you can take from that game, or was it so long ago that structure. Both teams are a lot different now, or what's your approach this week?
I think that was about 3 months ago. I'm sure Coach Osborne would agree we're probably both very different teams at this point. It was nice to play them. It's always nice to play them, a local team that's always very, very good. But as far as relying on anything or looking back at plays or defensive schemes or offensive philosophies, I don't think it really comes into play too much.
And did you have a chance, to get a scout on Unadilla Valley or anything as you had different sectional final games on different dates?
We really just focused in on what we had to do, not to be cliche, but not looking past the opponent in front of us. We know a little bit about them, as I'm sure they know about us, but I don't think it's anything you're going to scheme over.
Now, your son, Jack Lambert, was named MVP of the Section 3 Class C Championship game. He's been in this contest before at this level in states. Does he have a message as the captain and talking to some of the younger guys who maybe haven't been here before?
Yeah, that was a nice honor for Jack. I think he and the other kids, I mean, Noah's been there before as well. That helps. They know that Unadilla Valley's been there before as well. So it's just a matter of maintaining your focus, working hard, knowing you put the work in all week, which the kids have been doing a great job at, and going out and playing the best that you can play. You know, you can't let the stage overwhelm you. And Jack has a way of letting the other kids know that. They follow that lead, and it's been making my job easier.
Our last question here with Cooperstown Boys head coach John Lambert. Coach, just the support from not only the school but the community has been great for Cooperstown, it seems. Can you tell us how that helps you and the boys out?
Nate, there's nothing like the support at Cooperstown for the basketball program, in my opinion. I enjoyed it when I played. It hasn't changed. It's always strong. The fact that the girls are playing as well is just very special for us, and we hope that the village turns out full force down in Binghamton, cheer us on, and it just motivates the kids, and it motivates everybody, brings a feeling of togetherness to the village, and we're looking forward to a great day on Sunday for both our boys and girls teams.
Hawkeyes head coach John Lambert. Coach, thanks for your time, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks, Nate. See you Sunday.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll have UV and Cooperstown boys here on WCDO.
Need a ride? We've got your ride at Butler Auto Rental on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. Choose from our big inventory of late model, low mileage, clean rental vehicles. If you have family in from out of town, need to travel a long distance, or need wheels because your car's being repaired after an accident, Butler Auto Rental has your ride. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage. Butler will also bill your insurance company directly if you've been in an accident. Late model, low mileage, clean auto rentals. Cars and now minivans are just $35 a day with unlimited mileage at Butler Auto Rental. Call 563-1522. That's 563-1522. Visit online at butlerautosales.com.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Long time no talk here, folks. Nate Lull, Matt Hazard with you, courtside at the arena. Big thanks to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer, doing a great job for us today. When we have these games back-to-back-to-back, it's never easy, especially back in the studio. So a huge thank you to Jim and the rest of our CDO staff here. But, Matt, let's keep it right here. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. We'll get you set for the starting lineups before. We might take one last quick break. We'll see here. But UV and Cooperstown, Chapter 2, they played earlier in the year. Coop came away with a close victory, but, it was so long ago. Both coaches have said, I think you got to throw it out. We're much different teams now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Definitely have grown. I remember watching that game. It was a very sloppy game, uncharacteristic shooting for both teams, to be honest with you. UV has Gray, Jackson, Riffenberg, Cooperstown answers with Lambert, Sandler, Lansing, Lifgren. And it will be interesting to see how both teams react. And it looks like they're going to do the national anthem here.
So we'll pause for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineup, Cooperstown and UV boys in the New York State Class C quarterfinals here at the arena in Binghamton on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back to the arena in Binghamton. Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO. Matt's going to take you through the Cooperstown starting lineup before I do Unadilla Valley.
Yeah, Cooperstown coming off of the third sectional title in 4 years. Starts with guard Ryan Lansing wearing number zero, a junior standing 5'7", will be the most athletic kid on the court, no problem. Point guard Calvin Sandler, number one, senior captain. He brings a lot of steadiness to the group, really keeping them level-headed throughout this game. Then the star, Jack Lambert, third all-time leading scorer in Cooperstown history. He is the first and only player to ever have three sectional championships from the boys' side. Jesse Pedari, number 21, is a forward. He is probably the best leader on the team, will give a lot of steadiness to them underneath. And then Noah Lifgren, who got in foul trouble almost the entire last game, and it will be essential for Cooperstown to move on for him to be on the court.
On the other side for Unadilla Valley, of course, back-to-back Section 4 Class C Boys Championships led by the senior number one, Andrew Jackson, who is committed to the University of Rochester and is the all-time leading scorer in UV history. Junior Caleb Parker, another lanky guard that will be key here today for UV. Of course, the senior number 13, Levi Reifenberg, can absolutely jump out of the gym and has some highlight reel dunks the last couple of weeks for sure. Wyatt Gray, the quiet senior wearing number 22, deadly from three-point range when he gets going. Probably the quietest guy on the team is sophomore coach's son, Cameron Osborne, wearing number 23, but always very strong on the glass and just one of those gritty types of guys. So Matt Osborne, the head coach for UV, John Lambert, the head coach for Cooperstown, will get you set. Cooperstown's in the road black uniforms with the orange trim. UV is in the home white uniforms with the purple trim. It says Storm across the front of the chest there. Cooperstown says Cooperstown across the front of the chest there. And wow, we got some food delivery here at courtside. Really appreciate that.
Hey, my wife is taking care of us, Nate. Let's just put it that way.
Hey, like we said earlier, when there's not a lot of breaks in between games, you don't get a lot of time to eat and do some other things that you normally get to do at these games. So I appreciate these. They are definitely not going to go to waste.
Absolutely.
So we'll get you set. UV is going to go left to right. Cooperstown right to left. It's a sea of purple across behind the scorers table and the benches, and behind us is a sea of orange for Cooperstown. The purple, of course, is for UV. And here we go, the opening tip. Lifgren is going to win this one back to Jack Lampert. Lampert left side of the floor, wants to get into the paint. No, goes back out for Calvin Sandler. as Cooperstown goes right to left to start things off. They'll dish one here for Lambert. Pull-up jumper for him. Splash. Jack Lambert with the early jumper, a long two for Cooperstown.
And Cooperstown sets up a press, 1-2-2 press with no Lifgren up on the ball. And UV throws it out of bounds. That was huge for Jack Lambert to get a first shot. UV held him to 6 points last game, last time that they played, and him to get them early two is big.
So UV throws it away on their opening possession on against that full court press. Cooperstown gets it back. They go to Lansing on the right side of the floor, and we'll have an early whistle down low. Both teams wrestling and scrambling. They're going to call it a push-off here on Jack Lambert as he was trying to get off a screen. It'll be on him, his first, team's first.
It was interesting. Jack was going through the lane with his hands above his head, and to get called on that was a very unfortunate situation for Cooperstown.
2-0 lead here for Cooperstown over UV. Now to Jackson on the right side of the floor. Interested to see who will guard him here today. Looks like it's Calvin Sandler early. Jackson, the MAC MVP this year, will take it to the rim. Floating jumper off the back of the rim. He misses, and a rebound for Cooperstown. Back up the floor with Calvin Sandler. Sandler left side for Lambert. Both teams want to run. This looks like a great pace to start this game. We're a minute in. It's a 2-0 lead for the Cooperstown boys over UV. Here is Lansing, so fast. Will go to the right side, picks up his dribble, goes to Sandler at the top of the key. Sandler now back to Lansing, dials up a three-pointer. It's too strong. Rebound into the corner. Picked up by Lifgren, but Wyatt Gray will take it away. Now Gray will go to Jackson, who gets across the logo at midcourt. Finds Wyatt Gray. They'll try to press it to the interior. Osborne wasn't ready for that. And Lambert with a rebound. Lambert trying to run in transition. Will get into the paint. The kiss off the glass. Rolls around the rim, but won't go. And a rebound for UV. So 6.5 to go first quarter. It's Cooperstown 2, UV nothing.
Yeah, UV was in this game last year. Now it looks like Lansing is taking Jackson. Lansing is the quickest person that's going to stay with Jackson, and I can tell you he is going to be the person that's going to be able to get under his nerves faster than anybody.
Here's Reifenberg to the rim, and he gets a foul and makes the bucket. Foul is on Noah Lifgren, and that's a great matchup as well. Reifenberg for UV and Lifgren for Unadilla Valley.
Yeah, that's actually...
Or for Cooperstown, excuse me.
Well, that's a double whammy for Cooperstown because not only do you get the bucket and now go on the line, but also Lifgren gets his first foul.
So Lifgren gets the foul for Cooperstown. Reifenberg shot from the line, no good. Lifgren will get the rebound. And we're tied at two with 6:10 to go in the first quarter here in the New York State Class C Boys quarterfinals. Cooperstown from Section 3, UV from Section 4. Both are right in our local coverage area, though, for WCDO. We're glad to have you along as well on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Here's Lambert. Goes back across to the top of the key now for Lansing. High post for Lifgren. Back out for Calvin Sandler. Sandler gets fouled from behind by Andrew Jackson for a reach-in. And this is one thing for UV. We've called a lot of their games this year. And if they get in foul trouble, they don't use a lot of their bench. Maybe one or two guys off the bench. So the starting five cannot afford to get in foul trouble here in a big game like this. 5:40 to go first quarter. We're tied up 2-2.
Yeah, last time Cooperstown was on this court, we'd be missed if we didn't mention it. They were playing Moravia, who went on to win the state championship. Cooperstown jumps out to a 21-2 lead, and unfortunately they lost that one. And Noah Lifgren went to the rim and hit the bottom of the backboard, and UV walks away with it.
That was the game we did right here on CDO, that Cooperstown-Moravia game. That was an unbelievable one. Hawkeyes looking for revenge today. Here is Wyatt Gray, right side. UV looking a little slow on offense. They go to Jackson, a step back three, left it short. Gray hustling for the rebound, couldn't get there in time. Lost control of it. Now Sandler trying to go coast to coast. Got into the paint, will have a jump ball. Possession arrow gives it back to the Storm. So it's 2-2 with 5:02 to go in the first quarter. And UV will have the ball, and the full court pressure continues. You know, UV has a lot more length and I would say size maybe at the guard position, but Cooperstown definitely fast enough to stay with them and cause a lot of problems. There is Parker on the right side.
Yeah, and, you know, for Cooperstown, the person that's been a key for them in this entire sectional run has been Ryan Lansing. He upped his point total, doubled it, going from 7 points to nearly 15 in each of the games. And now Cooperstown's going to bring in their big man, 6'8". John Kennedy, brother of Owen Kennedy, who people have heard Cooperstown talk about the last few years, and he is formidable.
He's into the ball game as UV threw that ball away. A pass from Jackson to Parker went out of bounds, so Cooperstown gets it back. And let's see if they try to establish the big 6'8" Kennedy in the post. Lambert now will go to Lifgren at the foul line for Frenari, and now back to Sandler. Sandler will pass it far side for Lambert. NBA range three, bang, from downtown for Jack Lambert.
Lambert starting off hot right now, making his first two shots. That is huge for Cooperstown.
The Hawkeyes lead the Storm 5-2 here with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Here's Wyatt Gray on the baseline, tries to dish it back for Reifenberg. He goes up, blocked by Kennedy. Kennedy comes down with the block and gets it safely into the hands of Lambert. And there's 6'8" for you. Lambert across midcourt, straightaway three, got it! Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel. It's 8-2, Cooperstown over UV. Timeout taken here by the Storm. We'll step away and break that one down when we come back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back-to-back three-pointers from Jack Lambert gives Cooperstown an 8-2 lead over Unadilla Valley with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you on CDO. Here's Levi Reifenberg. He traveled at the high post. And the ball goes back to Cooperstown. Tough start here for the local MAC team, the Unadilla Valley Storm.
Yeah, Cooperstown's pressuring the ball right up in their face, and Riffenberg just got his feet a little bit too quick there.
Here's Sandler, wants to take it to the rim. It's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Jackson, and Jackson will bring it up the floor on the left side. Jackson will find Levi Reifenberg. Reifenberg, three-point line extended, goes back to Jackson. UV trying to settle in on offense. Here's the trail, 8-2. Now they go Wyatt Gray. Spots up for three, left side. It's off the front of the rim. Kennedy with the rebound. Lost control, but it goes into the hands of Calvin Sandler. Sandler looks to sprint it back down the floor. Finds Lambert for another three. Rattles in and out. Rebound is loose, and the Storm come away. Now to Jackson. Jackson, left side, looking for his first points. He's fouled as he tries to get to the rim. And we'll have a foul on the Hawkeyes with 2:58 to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, no matter how this game plays out, you're going to have two of the players, whether it's Jackson or Lambert on Cooperstown's side, who have had strong legacies on their program, could see their career come to an end. That's the unfortunate part about these playoff games, but somebody's got to move on.
Gray has the ball left side. Now they go back to the top of the key for Jackson. UV going left to right. They go to the high post for Reifenberg, back out for Parker. UV with 20 seconds to go on the shot clock, 2:40 to go here in the first quarter. It's Cooperstown 8 and UV 2. Here's Jackson on the right side, goes back to Gray. Gray into the corner now for Parker. Parker at the foul line, travel with 2.5 to go in the first quarter, and UV looks frustrated on offense right now, trailing 8-2.
Yeah, UV's just, they're trying to find Jackson, and Jackson's getting so much pressure from the top of a 2-3 zone that he's actually just passing off the ball right away. And none of the other guys look like they want to shoot the ball right now, and Parker's got to make himself more of a presence in this game for UV to have success.
Here is Sandler on the right side of the floor. UV coaching staff trying to whistle to their guys that they need to rotate a little more. Now a steal by Wyatt Gray. Let's see if UV can get it going on this possession. Jackson, straightaway three off the back of the rim, hit the rim twice and wouldn't go down. Kennedy with the rebound, and the big fella tries an outlet pass here to Sandler. And now to Lansing. Ryan Lansing finds Jack Lambert wide open for three, right side, too strong, rebound Jackson. Jackson will take his time and slow it down here for UV with 1:55 to go in the first quarter. It's Cooperstown 8, UV 2. Only 2 points for this high-powered UV offense, which has really been clicking lately, especially in the Section 4 semifinals and finals. They try a backdoor cut to Reifenberg. He lays it up and in, and he's fouled. Levi Reifenberg will head to the line.
Oh, what a great look from the top of the key, getting John Kennedy caught with his head turned around, getting it to Riffenberg. And we've got a battle between Lambert and Riffenberg right now because they're the only two people that have scored.
So Reifenberg will step to the line here with 1:42 to go, first quarter. Reifenberg rattles this one in and out. Kennedy going for the rebound. Osborne is whistled for a foul here as Kennedy had good position on the box out with a minute 40 to go first quarter. It's Cooperstown 8 and UV 4. They'll get it into Lambert in the backcourt. He'll look to walk it up. Our second game of a triple header here today, I guess you could say. Lambert with the ball on the right side. Steps into a three. Lambert off the back of the rim. This one is too strong. Both teams have gone cold. It's an 8-4 game with 1:25 to go in the first quarter. Here's Jackson at the top of the key. Jackson now will go to Wyatt Gray. They go to the interior for Reifenberg. He tried to go back to Jackson. It's intercepted by the pesky hands of the Cooperstown defense. Now Caleb Parker will punch this one out of bounds as Cooperstown was going to Ryan Lansing. In case you're just joining us, the Cooperstown girls lost to Watkins Glen in our first game today by a score of 60-49. Great season for the Lady Hawkeyes comes to a close today. Here is Sandler, goes back to Lambert, gets into the paint, wants to take it to the rim, lays it off the glass and in. Lambert with all 10 of Cooperstown's points. Hawkeyes lead 10-4 with a minute to go in the first quarter. Here is Jackson on the left side, trying to set up the offense here for the Storm. They go to Caleb Parker as UV goes left to right. Jackson in the corner, pulls up for three, left it short. Jackson with no points so far for the Storm. Lambert will feed one to Noah Lifgren. He pump fakes, puts it up and in, count the bucket, and he'll head to the line. Noah Lifgren with the three-point play opportunity.
What a pass. Cross-court pass by Lambert, hitting Lifgren. He gets a little pump fake, gets two UV guys up and goes in. Now he's going to the line trying to make it 13-4 Coop.
So it's 12-4 currently. Lifgren at the line. Too strong. And Reifenberg with the rebound. 40 seconds to go, first quarter. UV down 12-4 here against Cooperstown. Gray will now go to Parker on the right side of the floor. Back up to Gray. Gray steps in for a straightaway three. That one is too strong off the back of the rim. Rebound for Kennedy. And now to Lambert. 20 seconds to go. Coop could play for the last shot of the quarter if they wish. They go to Sandler on the left side. Cooperstown going right to left. They go back to Lambert in front of the UV bench. Lambert will now find Sandler. Goes to Lansing. Lansing wants to take it into the teeth of the defense there. It won't go down. Rebound is loose. Both teams scrambling. UV comes away with it, but they'll run out of time. And one quarter is in the books. It's Cooperstown 12 and UV 4. Here in the New York State Class C Boys quarterfinals. We'll be back on CDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Start of the second quarter, Nate Lowe, Matt Hazard with you live from the arena in Binghamton. The UV boys are trailing Cooperstown 12-4 here in this quarterfinal game. Winner will move on to the state final four, which will be back here at the arena next weekend.
Yeah, now it looks like UV has gone more to a 3-2 zone. And now Cooperstown's trying to use their big men to get take advantage of it.
Cooperstown goes down low to Kennedy, but he lost control of it. Really didn't get a clean look at it. Jackson will come away with the basketball. UV's got to get the offense going and in a hurry. Jackson on the baseline. He is fouled by Ryan Lansing on the floor as Jackson tried to turn the corner. So 7:40 to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown boys lead UV 12-4.
Yeah, UV's biggest success so far has been finding Reifenberg in the middle, whether it's in the baseline, and then they just throw a lob to him. Guys for it, but he wasn't able to complete it.
Rebound loose on the floor. Kennedy comes up with it, and UV is just ice cold shooting the ball. Back the other way for Cooperstown. Here is Lansing to Sandler at the top of the key. Into the penetration, finds Lifgren for the bucket, and he finishes. Lifgren with 4 points, and the Hawkeyes have opened up a 10-point lead, 14-4, with 7:15 to go in the second quarter.
Yeah, great pump fake by Calvin Sandler. Gets to the top of the foul line and dishes it off to Lifgren.
Jackson goes to Gray, back to Jackson, dials up a three, rattled in and out. And the cold shooting continues here for the Storm. Cooperstown back up the floor here with Lambert. Lambert will dish one off now for Sandler, tries to bank it off the glass, too strong. Lifgren back out on the rebound for Lambert. This one is good. Lambert now has 13. And Cooperstown leads 17-4 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter.
You couldn't ask for a better start for Cooperstown, that's for sure.
Here is Parker, left side. They go back to Jackson. NBA range three for Jackson. Left it short. Reifenberg the rebound. Back to Gray in the corner. Gray tries to go back to the top of the key, and it's kicked here by Ryan Lansing. Again, want to thank all our special sponsors today, including NYCM Insurance of Edmiston, Chase Memorial Nursing Home and Rehab Center in New Berlin, Clark Sports Center in Cooperstown, of course, New York Pizzeria in New Berlin, Stewart Shops, and Ted's Body Shop in New Berlin as well. 6.5 to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown leads UV 17-4. Here is Osborne back to Jackson. Now to Parker. They swing it around the top of the world. They try to go back and cut it all the way across the top of the defense for Jackson, who tries to hoist one up there. I think he was trying to draw some contact. Didn't have any luck with it. And Cooperstown back down the floor. They lead 17-4.
Yeah, UV is completely frustrated on the offensive side.
Here is Lansing. Zips one into the corner. Now down low for Lifgren. Trying to go up, and he's fouled by Levi Reifenberg with 5:58 to go in the second quarter. Hawkeyes leading 17-4, and UV, as you said, Matt, is just not frustrated. And the offense, you know, when they do get shots, they're either from very deep from three or from a tough angle. It's been hard for UV so far. As Lifgren to the line, first shot from the line is good.
Yeah, and Reifenberg got caught in a tough situation there. Lifgren got him on his back, and he went right through him, and there's nothing that he could do other than foul him.
Second shot is up and good for Lifgren. He has 6. Cooperstown leads 19-4 with 5:55 to go in the second quarter. Jackson across midcourt. Cooperstown setting up on defense. Parker goes into the corner, skips across the top now for Wyatt Gray. Gray goes back to Jackson, trying to go one-on-one and break him down on the dribble. Jackson into the corner, turnaround spin. Lifgren with a block, but a foul here on Cooperstown before he let that shot go.
Yeah, you know, Parker has to make himself a presence on the offensive side of the court right now because Cooperstown's playing completely off of him. And in order for Jackson and Reifenberg to get some more space and Gray, that he needs to make himself a presence of some way. He's not even looking at the hoop right now.
Jackson's first shot from the line rattles in, and maybe that will get Jackson going as it's 19-5. With 5.5 to go here in the second quarter, Kennedy's going to come back in. Don't forget, during our Maravito Energy Products halftime report, we will hear from UV Boys head coach Matt Osborne. And we'll get his thoughts on their Section 4 championship run and what they need to do here today in the quarterfinals as Jackson goes 2-for-2, and it's 19-6. Again, 5.5 to go in the second quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. Here is Jack Lambert, 13 points so far. He's had the hot hands for the Hawkeyes. Lansing will now go to the far side for Sandler. They go to Lambert, to the interior for Lifgren. Little up and under, reverse layup, no good. Rebound Reifenberg, and UV trying to get back in this game. Going to be a technical foul here against Cooperstown, I believe, with 5:10 to go in the second quarter. Don't really understand that one. Lambert playing some good defense, but 19-6 is the score with 5:10 to go second quarter. Your thoughts, Matt?
Yeah, what happened was Jackson caught it over on the right side of the court, and Lambert got up right there, and then he thought, being Jack, he thought that Jackson threw an elbow, didn't get called. He said something to the ref, and the ref teed him up.
Jackson hits the first foul shot. See, I didn't see that exchange. All I saw was some defense. I looked back down the floor where the ball was going. And so a great job with that color commentary.
Well, the big thing is that's also Lambert's second foul.
Yes.
You know, so now you got 5 minutes. He's got 2 fouls. And Coach John Lambert's asking the ref to come over and visit with him, and I don't think he wants any part of that conversation, so he's just going to stay on this side of the court.
19-8 is the score with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Those 2 foul shots were good for Jackson, so UV trying to chip back in. Here's Parker for 3, left side. It's too strong. Rebound is loose, goes right to Reifenberg, who puts it up and in.
But here's what happened. Parker took the shot. It opened up some things. He's just got to make himself a presence in order for that, and UV capitalized.
and he is a good shooter. We've seen several games this year where Parker was a key part of their offense. Cooperstown goes down low for Kennedy, and we'll have a jump ball. Possession arrow going back to UV. The Storm crowd getting back into it here. They trail by 9, 19-10 with 4:40 to go in the second quarter. And it looks like Cooperstown is going to take a timeout. With 4:40 to go, second quarter, Cooperstown 19, UV 10. We'll be back on WCDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
4:40 to go in the second quarter. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. The Hawkeyes leading the Storm 19-10 here in the New York State Boys Class C quarterfinals.
Yeah, I think a little pun intended here, but UV weathered the storm.
Yeah.
And that's what they needed to do. It was 19-4, now it's 19-10. They got a chance to cut it down even further.
They go to Parker, now to Jackson. NBA range 3 left side for Jackson, and it's not his shooting day so far. It's off the mark. Lambert with a rebound. Lambert wants to take it right to the rim, hanging in the air. Shot from a tough angle was partially blocked, and UV comes away again. Back up the floor now with Jackson. Jackson on the right side, zips it across for Gray for 3. No, off the front of the rim. Rebound for Osborne. Puts it right back up, left it short, and this time Kennedy cleans up the mess. And an outlet pass here for Lambert.
Yeah, that's Kennedy's 7th rebound already. When we're halfway through the second quarter, he's just the biggest guy out there. And when you can do the one and done, we talked about this in the girls' team, it helps set up the offense, slow down theirs, and then control the game.
Pretty much looks like an NFL lineman out there if you're listening at home. He's 6'8", he's all of it, and he's got the size to go along with it.
And everybody else around him, 6'5".
Kennedy gets it to the interior, partially blocked there by Jackson, and then Kennedy gets tied up with Parker in the corner. No harm there, but both teams just hustling for that basketball. 3.5 to go in the second. It's still 19-10. Cooperstown on top by 9. And it looks like they were going to call a foul in the corner on Kennedy, so UV will get it back.
Yeah, and that's Kennedy's second foul, and now UV's going to the line with the clock stop. You know, it's 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter. They have a chance to get it down to 7 points, and they can really just continue to build on this momentum. And Cooperstown's starting to get themselves a little frustrated and a little foul trouble.
Team fouls right now. Cooperstown with 8, UV with 4. Shot at the line for Parker is off the mark. Lifgren with a key rebound and into the hands of Calvin Sandler. Sandler is across midcourt, finds Lambert in the corner, and now we'll work it back here to Sandler at the top of the key. Sandler goes to the interior for Lifgren. Now back over to Lansing, left side as Cooperstown goes right to left. Lansing tries to dish one back for Lambert. Jackson got his paws on it and hit it out of bounds.
Cooperstown's offense is really stagnant right now. The two guards are playing with it up top. And with the 3-2 zone that UV's playing, it's long. The players that they have up there have long arms. It's not easy to get past.
Here's Sandler, dribble drive, crossover to the right side, floater in the lane, no good. Rebound for Osborne. He's done a good job on the inside for UV. Now to Jackson, who works it back up the floor. Jackson finds Parker. He wants to take it to the rim, off the glass, no good. Reifenberg can't get the rebound. Lambert was there to clean the glass. Lambert with a game-high 13 points so far. Stops at the top of the key. Will feed one over to Sandler. And now back to Lambert. Lambert directing traffic with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown boys leading UV 19-10. Sandler in the corner. Not enough air under that three ball. Rebound for Jackson. Jackson trots back up the floor. Wants the dribble drive and a foul on Cooperstown as Jackson was going for that dribble penetration. And Jackson will send himself to the line now.
And that's another person with two fouls. Now we got 3 players with Cooperstown, 2 fouls. And we saw in the last game, the bench isn't considerably deep, so they got to be able to stick with us. But UV has to be able to take care of their business on the offense, which they've had some opportunities going to the line. They keep on missing the front ends.
Jackson's first shot is good.
Yeah, they got to take advantage. When you can cut into the lead with the clock stop, you got to take advantage of that.
Reifenberg with 6 points for UV, Jackson with 5, and now make it 6. On the other side, it's Lambert with 13, Lifgren with 6 to lead Cooperstown. So it's Cooperstown leading UV 19-12 with 2:20 to go in the second quarter.
So you're saying there's 10 players on the court, but only 4 are scorers, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the way it's gone so far. Sandler with the ball, goes to the interior for Kennedy, who's back into the game. The big fella puts it up, won't go. Reifenberg cleans it up, and back up the floor now for Jackson. Jackson into the corner, three-point line extended. No, now goes back to Gray. Now to Jackson, finds Gray. They work it around the top of the world to the left side in front of the Cooperstown bench. Gray steps into a three. It's short, and the three balls are just not falling. If I had to guess off the top of my head, I'd say UV's shooting about 10% maybe from three-point line. And from the three-point line, and it's just been ugly for them. Minute 40 to go in the second quarter. They go to Lifgren as Cooperstown has the ball back. But they're still in this game. You got to give them credit. Here's Sandler left side.
UV has clamped down on defense quite a bit, too. And Lambert hasn't really been able to get any shots up as they pressure the ball out there a lot further.
Kennedy to the interior, and I believe it's going to be a reach-in call here on Reifenberg. And with a minute 26 to go in the second quarter, it's Cooperstown leading at 19-12.
It's only the fifth team foul for UV as well, so they're not nearly in as much foul trouble as what Cooperstown's been dealing with.
They go to Sandler at the top of the key. He lobs one to the far side here for Spencer Lewis, who's off the bench now for the Hawkeyes. Goes to Lambert, pull-up jumper at the foul line. Got it.
Yeah, Jack came in from the opposite side of the court, right to the elbow. Got the ball there. Nobody followed him, and I don't understand how you can't follow the leading scorer on the court, but they just left him a wide open one.
Jackson straight away three off the side of the rim. It won't go down. Rebound here for Cooperstown as they lead Unadilla Valley 21-12. Lambert into the corner now for Spencer Lewis. Dishes out straight away three for Calvin Sandler, and not enough mustard on that one, and it falls short.
You know, what we've learned in playing these big arenas, the depth perception is a lot different. UV has not adjusted to that. Their entire route into this has been in smaller gyms with a lot better depth perception.
Parker tried to take it to the rim. It was partially blocked. Cooperstown comes away with it. Here is Lambert down the floor. Now he's going to back it out. 30 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Coop can hold for the last shot if they wish in the first half. They lead 21-12. Here's Spencer Lewis. He gets tied up foot to foot there with Gray. He's tripped, and Gray gets whistled for the foul. So that's his first, the team's sixth. So UV with 16 fouls, Cooperstown with 9. But again, Cooperstown with 21 seconds to go before the halftime break can take their time, try to set up the last shot if they want to as they go right to left. They have it left wing side in front of the media table here at midcourt with Spencer Lewis. Far side now for Sandler into the hands of Lambert. 10 seconds left. Lambert back to Sandler. Steps in, gets into the paint. Floater is good for Calvin Sandler. 4 seconds left. UV is going to have to try a half-court heave. Here's Jackson at the buzzer. No good, and it wouldn't have counted anyways. Waved off our halftime score. Cooperstown boys leading UV 23-12. Matt, your quick thoughts here.
Yeah, you know, UV's got to probably start getting to the rim. They're settling for too many three-pointers. They need to be more confident in getting to the rim, getting the Cooperstown foul trouble, and they can get themselves right back into this game.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Remember, you can save instantly right at the pump with your Mirabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today. Call 563-HEAT for more details. We'll hear from UV head coach Matt Osborne when we come back. Our halftime score again, Cooperstown 23, UV 12 at the break on WCDO.
This year, switch to Mirabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Mirabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Mirabito, where our people make energy different.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. With the arrival of cold weather come slick roads and wandering deer. Unfortunately, those things cause accidents. And if you have an accident, I hope you will consider Sydney Auto Body. For over 55 years, we have provided quality repair services on thousands of vehicles. Only qualified, trained professionals work on your vehicle. We treat your vehicle like it's our own, and it doesn't leave our shop unless it meets my approval. Remember, after an accident, it's your choice when choosing an auto body repair shop. And I hope you'll give Sydney Auto Body the opportunity to help make things better. We're located on 21 Union Street in Sydney. Call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Friday from 5 a.m. to 6 p.m., Saturdays from 6 to 5, and Sundays from 6 to 1. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
Nate Lull on WCDO Sports as we get you set for the Boys New York State Class C quarterfinals. It's Unadilla Valley taking on Cooperstown, and we're joined now by the head coach of the Storm, Matt Osborne. Coach, as always, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me, Nate.
Coach, let's take a look at your Section 4 Class C championship win. It really seemed like your team got hot, especially once you got to the semifinals and you were able to go back-to-back as you won last year as well. Just your thoughts and feelings on that.
Throughout the season, I didn't think we'd played our best basketball. We hadn't put everything together. We hadn't played our best defensive game or offensive game. And those two games, we really played well, I thought, defensively, and we really focused on executing on offense. And our offense was pretty sharp. Our defense was really active. Our hands were up. We were switching on everything. And I'm just really proud of how they performed in both of those games. We're used to playing at Cortland State from last year. I think that helped us a little bit. We were pretty comfortable with the gym, with the floor. We played probably our best basketball those two games, especially against Lansing. I was a little worried about their athleticism and them getting to the basket, but we really shut them down. To hold them to 29 points was pretty impressive.
We've talked about this before, but just the gauntlet that was your non-league schedule. I know I've heard you say a couple times this year this might be the hardest schedule you've played. Do you feel like that finally paid off when you got deep into sectionals?
Yeah, I think so. I think you could tell that the team stepped up when we played New Paltz, when we played Vestal, when we played Seton Catholic. They knew what they were going up against, and they really stepped up. Our league at times is there are some weaker teams, and we just didn't play very well, or we couldn't get ready or amped up to play some of the weaker teams in our league. And I think the schedule was the right thing to do, and I think it's paying off now. I hope it pays off a couple more days and into next week.
Kind of ironic that you'll see Cooperstown again. They were part of that very challenging non-league schedule. You guys dropped a close, tough one on the road against Cooperstown, you know, earlier this year. Did you take anything away from that game that you'll use to prepare for this one?
Yeah, they have a couple guys that come off the bench that can make the three that we need to pay attention to when they're in there. And obviously when the Kennedy kid is in there, he's a big guy in the middle that we really have to concentrate on keeping him off the backboard and rebounding. So we both played zone, which was kind of unique, I think. So maybe we'll see what they do, and we may change things up a little bit so that we give them a little bit of a different look. But I look back, and it feels like that was 6 months ago. It was actually 3 months ago. So a lot has changed since then. We've grown up a lot. We've changed our style of play, and I'm sure they have too.
Coach, going back-to-back, can you tell us about what this means to not only you and the guys on the team, but it really seems like the community, the school, is so excited about this, just the support you got out at Cortland State and the parade when you came home, and just how you're handling all the emotions of this.
Yeah, it's been fun. I have to say, I was a little weary this season. I knew we'd have a target on our back. I knew it would be tough. I knew we were playing some tougher teams. I knew once we got to sectionals that we would be getting everyone's best game. They would be up for us. We're the defending champions. And I told them on Saturday that, you know, it might be the toughest game they play all year is that game. To get up for, to repeat, is something really special that not too many teams do. Our fans and community have been great. They have always been there to support us. The amount of people that travel to the game, all the community members that are there, it's just been a lot of fun. It's something I didn't imagine would happen. you know, especially last year was a surprise to me. I thought we were pretty good, but I didn't know as we could win it last year. And this year I knew it would be difficult. We have seniors that have been around for a while with a lot of experience, and they still have a drive to win and compete, and that I think is real important for us right now.
Our last question with UV Boys head coach Matt Osborne. Coach, one or two keys you might tell your guys, you know, after starting lineups and you're having that last huddle before you go and tip at the arena with Cooperstown.
Yeah, it's the one thing I've told them the past couple of games. I usually try to say a joke or smile at them and tell them, you know, to have fun. This is what it's all about right now. You're on center stage. You're on the biggest stage in the state right now. This is where everything's going to end, good or bad. And, you know, there's only one team that's going to finish with a victory. So be proud of what you've accomplished and go out there and just play as hard as you can and do what we've been doing. We've had a pretty good formula and a pretty good season up to this point.
UV Boys head coach Matt Osborne, good luck against Cooperstown, and we'll see you on Sunday.
All right. Thank you, Nate.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll have Cooperstown and UV Boys in the New York State Class C quarterfinals on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Matt Hazard with you here on WCDO. We'll hold it here for about a minute as we get set for the start of the second half between UV and Cooperstown. Matt, your thoughts? Cooperstown came out hot. UV kind of got back into it, and then another surge for Coop right before the end of the half.
Yeah, you know what? They bottled up Jack Lambert for a good probably 6 to 7 minutes, and that's what you needed to do. You needed to clamp down on him, and then they let him get loose a little bit, and then they started paying a little bit more attention to him. Cooperstown took advantage. The story of this game is that Jack Lambert was hot at the beginning of the game, and UV has not been able to shoot the three-pointer. And if UV continues to settle for threes, it's going to be a long game. But if they can try to get in and try to get Reifenberg more involved in the game even further, it will be that much better.
We'll get you set for the start of the second half. We're going to pause for 30 seconds and be right back on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Unadilla Valley with the ball to start the second half as they now go right to left. And they trail 23-12 against Cooperstown here in the state quarterfinals. Parker tries to take it to the rim. No good, but Reifenberg with a tip drill rebound, and he puts it home. Great shot by Reifenberg.
Once again, though, Parker went to the rim. Parker has to be a key in this because it's opening up other opportunities for other people. Whether he scores or not, he's got to make himself part of this game.
Cooperstown leads UV 23-14. Here is Lifgren with the ball. Knocked away, but it goes right into the hands there of Sandler. Sandler on the right side goes back to Lansing. Lansing with a little jab step will now go back to Sandler. Sandler finds Jack Lambert in the corner. His three is too strong. Frenari with the rebound. Back out here to Lansing. They got a fresh 35 to work with. Top of the key now for Sandler, and they go to Lansing. Again, early part of the third quarter here at the arena in Binghamton in the state quarterfinals. Cooperstown boys lead Unadilla Valley 23-14. Lansing a little up and under. He's fouled. And, boy, you're right, just one of the most athletic guys you're going to see in local high school sports for sure.
Absolutely. And because he's so athletic, when he goes up, he's got limbs flying everywhere. And I think Reifenberg just happened to hit one of them and got called for the foul because it was really a bailout. Because he was not going to be able to score. Instead, he's going to the line hoping to put two on for Cooperstown.
Tremendous baseball player and a fantastic cross-country runner as well as he gets the first one to go. So Lansing, actually his first point, I thought he was so good against Utica Academy of Science in the sectional finals last weekend. Game we did here on CDO last Sunday. Lansing's second shot, too strong. Rebound for Wyatt Gray. It's a 10-point lead for the Hawkeyes over the Storm, 24-14, 6.5 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, the third quarter has always been big for both of these teams. And when they played earlier this year, Unadilla Valley actually had a huge third quarter, cutting the lead and outscoring Cooperstown by 10 points in that third quarter. Cooperstown traditionally comes out of the locker room very hot.
A pass to the interior for Jackson ends up in a foul for Cooperstown for Jesse Frenari. And so that'll be the first foul on Cooperstown in the second half, each team with one. On the inbounds pass, after that, they go to Wyatt Gray in the corner for three, much needed there. Gray knocks it down. He's got 3 points, and it's 24-17. That's his first bucket of the contest.
Yeah, Reifenberg made the extra pass there and allowed Gray to get open and make it now a 7-point game. Very unselfish play by Reifenberg.
Now to Calvin Sandler. Comes off a screen, pulls up for a jumper, and the jumper is pure. And it's 26-17, 5:55 to go in the third quarter here at the arena in Binghamton. Top of the key now for Gray is UV is in the home whites with the purple trim. They go right to left. Cooperstown's in the black with the orange trim. Here is Gray at the right elbow. Finds Jackson in the corner for three. Rattled in and out. Rebound is loose. Reifenberg will track down a rebound. Good tip by UV on the interior to keep that play alive. Here's Gray. Fakes a pass. Pulls up and buries another three for Wyatt Gray.
Yeah, UV got away with an over the back, but they took advantage of it. Now we got a 6-point game. This is a ball game.
Cooperstown 26, UV 20. It's a tight one. Cooperstown had the lead at the half, but UV's trying to fight their way back into it. Both student sections and fan sections are pretty loud. Here's Lambert in the corner, answers with another triple of his own. Jack Lambert with a game-high 18 so far for the Hawkeyes.
I guess the poor shooting in the first half for both teams from outside didn't deter them from wanting to take three-pointers this half.
Coop leads UV 29-20. Here's Gray left side. They go to Jackson. Frenari is in his shorts. He skips across for Parker. Parker down low at the right low block. Back out for Gray. Gray's got the hot hands, but instead feeds it to Jackson. Straight away three for Jackson. Just not enough air under it. The rebound off the missed shot goes to Reifenberg, who puts it up. His shot hits the side of the rim, no good. Then underneath hits that foam, which is technically out of bounds, so it goes back to Cooperstown. 4:38 to go in the third. Hawkeyes by 9, 29-20.
Yeah, Jackson is getting open shots, but the problem is he's taking them from 5 to 6 feet away from the three-point line. He's not necessarily putting himself in the best position to be able to make the shots.
Jackson with 6 points for Unadilla Valley so far. Here's Sandler at the top of the key as Cooperstown goes left to right. Sandler comes off a screen, splits through two defenders, and then is fouled with 4:20 to go in the third. It's Cooperstown leading by 9, 29-20.
You know what I hate, Nate? I'm just going to pet peeve of mine right now is every single foul, every player's got a reaction. It's like there's no fouls ever called. It's
sure.
Amazing.
No, I 100% agree. Both sides have kind of talked to the refs, and we see that a lot of the time in high school sports today. missed shot here by Cooperstown. UV will bring it back
we
up.
We wonder why there's no refs refereeing
yeah,
anymore.
Very true. Gray straight away for three. Rims in and out. Rolled around, but the rebound comes to Jackson. His shot is also off the mark, and he's had a tough day shooting. Here's Lambert in transition. Gets into the paint and slides. Thought maybe they were going to get him for a travel as he slipped, but he got fouled, it looks like, as he tried to go for the jumper.
Yep, so Cooperstown was able to weather off a little bit of the momentum that UV had pieced together with the back-to-back three-pointers, and now they've got a nine-point lead. They got a chance to make it double digits again.
3:57 to go in the third. Cooperstown leading by nine, 29-20. Here's Sandler in the paint. Floater off the front of the rim. Hit the rim twice. Wouldn't go. Rebound for Osborne. UV is looking to run. Maybe get some easy buckets, easier looking shots for Jackson. He throws the ball away, but it goes to Gray. UV trailing by nine with 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Now to Gray into the corner for Osborne. Osborne along the sideline gets tied up, and that's a foul. With 3.5 to go in the third, a 9-point lead. Coach Osborne was about to come unglued there if something didn't get called.
Understandably so. That was a pretty late call. Now Ben Safaro is going to come in for Ryan Lanson. Ryan Lanson has three. Jesse Panari has three. So fouls are still an undertone to this game.
Just like last week, Cooperstown had to fight through a lot of fouls as they go inside to Reifenberg, and Kennedy picks up another one as Reifenberg steeled them off and had good position. And Levi will head to the line with 3.5 to go in the third. It's 29-20, a low-scoring affair between these two teams.
Let's say it hasn't been the most crisp basketball game from
no,
a shooting standpoint. But they're still giving it all, and it's going to come down to that, and that's for sure.
Great effort for sure, as Reifenberg's first shot is good. So Reifenberg has nine. He looks like he's in a decent amount of pain. I think he got clocked pretty good when he went up for that.
Well, 6'8", 275 might do that to you.
So Reifenberg's second shot is good. So Reifenberg is the first UV player into double digits. He's got 10 points. Cooperstown leads UV 29-22. 3.5 to go in the third. Nate Lull and Matt Hazard with you this afternoon on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream's courtesy of SFCU. To the top of the key here is Lambert. Lambert tries to lean in, goes back out to Sandler. Sandler to the far side, looking for options. Shot clock coming down to 10. They'll go back to Lambert. Now shot clock is at 6. Goes to Sandler, spots up for 3, got it. What a possession for Cooperstown late in the shot clock. Sandler now with 7 points. Coop leads 32-22.
Lambert laying that one off to Sandler, showing a lot of confidence in his teammates.
Here is Osborne in the corner. Goes back to Gray. Gray reverses it far side for Osborne. Now to Osborne on the backside. No good. Reifenberg the rebound, puts it up, and he's fouled. Second chance opportunity won't go, but he'll head to the line. And Reifenberg is just gassed, as you can tell. He's going to the line, and he's doing everything he can to fight with those big guys inside between Kennedy and Lifgren. It's a lot for anybody to deal with down low.
Yeah, Reifenberg, but he's just got springs in his legs, and he just is out jumping everybody right now. He gets off the ground so quick, and he can hang in the air to try to get those extra rebounds.
First shot from the line is good for Reifenberg, and UV is going to need all of these from the foul line if they want to get back in. So Coop leads UV 32-23, the boys' Class C quarterfinals here today on WCDO. Winner will move on to the semifinals against Section 11 champion Greenport. That game will be next weekend right back here at the arena. Reifenberg rattles that one in. He's got 12. Timeout taken by the Storm. 2.5 to go in the third. It's Cooperstown 32, UV 24. We'll be back on WCDO.
McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich proudly support local sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the best of luck in states. Be sure to stop in for our new cheesy bacon fries and delicious donut sticks for breakfast, both available for a limited time. Enjoy a great meal with the family 7 days a week at McDonald's, Delaware Avenue in Sydney, and South Broad Street in Norwich. Wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
2.5 to go in the third. Welcome back. Nate Lull, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Poor Levi Reifenberg on the far side is sick over on the UV bench. We'll hope that he's okay and can gut it out and get back into this ball game. Ball knocked out of bounds by Jackson. So in the meantime, coming in here for Unadilla Valley is Timmy Postma off the bench. And with 2:25 to go in the third, maybe that's another reason that Reifenberg was tired. Maybe he's sick coming into this game here today and has been fighting through it.
Very well could be. This time of year, that's for sure.
Sandler gets into the paint, intercepted here by Jackson, a good steal. Jackson in the backcourt, coming up on 2 minutes to go in the third. Here is Jackson, gets into the paint, pull-up jumper for Drew is short, and it's just not been his day shooting the basketball as he's got 6 points. Here is Spencer Lewis, brings it over the half-court timeline for Cooperstown. Now goes back to Calvin Sandler. Minute 55 to go in the third. It's Cooperstown 32 and UV 24. Shot here from Kennedy is blocked. And with a minute 50 to go in this third quarter, just got some good info here on the side that Andrew Jackson might be coming in feeling a little under the weather today as well, so maybe the bug is flying through UV. Here is Lewis, pulls up for a three ball, and got it. Spencer Lewis with his first bucket of the night, and it's 35-24 with a minute 40 to go in the third.
Huge shot by Spencer Lewis. Spencer Lewis's role changed a lot with this team. You know, last year he had a sectional game where he had 7 3-pointers. He's only playing a couple minutes with this team with the makeup of it right now, but he just hit a splash, an important three-pointer for Cooperstown.
Back out to Gray. His shot is off the mark, and a rebound for Cooperstown, and back up the floor. Here is Lambert, left side. Lambert feeds one through to Lewis. Lewis, foot on the line, maybe, off the mark, rebound for Gray, out of bounds. It's going to stay with Cooperstown. I should say that info on Jackson coming from our color commentator from last night, Megan Scholes, Evening Sun sports editor over in Norwich, was with me for the Norwich girls game. It's always on top of our Shenango County sports scene for the Evening Sun. Left side of the floor now for Spencer Lewis. Lewis back to the top of the key for Sandler. Now to Jack Lambert, who's got a game-high 18. Lambert into the paint, gives it off to Kennedy, puts it up. Shot won't go. He's fouled and will go to the line with 59 seconds to go in the third. Hawkeyes leading the Storm, 35-24. Kennedy will step to the line, and what a transition for Kennedy. Didn't play basketball last year, wrestled for the Hawkeyes, but I'm sure they're glad he's come back to the basketball court.
Yeah, he actually was going to be ranked as one of the top wrestlers for the heavyweight weight class going into the year. But, you know, in talking to his parents, when you look at his college perspectives, basketball could get him some opportunities that wrestling would not.
Kennedy makes the first shot, second one coming. And that one is good. Kennedy goes 2 for 2, and the Hawkeyes lead 37-24 with 55 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Gray, finds Parker on the right side. Now back to Gray at the top of the key for Jackson. Pull-up jumper for Jackson on the baseline is good. And he's got 8 points. And it's 37-26.
Jackson hasn't seen too many shots go in, but that could be a big confidence boost for him.
Here's Sandler through the teeth of the defense, lays it up and in with a little finger roll. And Sandler now has 9. And he's had a big start to this second half. 25 seconds left, third quarter. Hawkeyes leading the Storm 39-26. Parker goes back to Gray. No, intercepted here by Sandler. Sandler's off to the races, lays it up. It won't go. Good defense by Gray, hustling back. 10 seconds left. They find Jackson. Jackson wants to take it to the rim. He's fouled by Kennedy with 7 seconds to go on the clock, and it'll head to the line. And so Jackson now will settle in to shoot 2 with 7 seconds left, and This could be big for UV. We kind of talked about it during the Cooperstown game earlier today, the girls' game, and of course they lost to Watkins Glen 60-49, in case you're wondering. If you can keep it around 10, get it into the fourth quarter, maybe you can start to chip away a little bit. Back into the ball game. Well, actually, it's the first time we've seen him, I believe. Dylan Nichols is in now for UV. 7 seconds to go here, third quarter. Jackson settles in for his second shot. This one is good. Jackson now with 9. He goes 1 out of 2. It's 39-27. Here's Lambert across midcourt. Lambert to the left side. Pull-up jumper at the buzzer is off the mark for Spencer Lewis. Three quarters in the books. It's Cooperstown 39, UV 27. We'll be back on WCDO.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on 2 lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lowell, Matt Hazard with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Cooperstown boys lead 39-27 as we start the fourth quarter here in Binghamton. We'll have some other exciting Cooperstown alumni news when we get a little chance here to bring that up. Sandler's going to pull up for a three. Not enough air under that one, and a rebound for Reifenberg, who's back in. So if Reifenberg and Jackson are both sick, they've really just tried to gut it out here today against Cooperstown and give it their all. We know Reifenberg is definitely sick as he's gone over to the sideline a couple of times and has really had to take a breather. Reifenberg on the inside at the left low block, puts it in. And Reifenberg now has 14. They have 8 minutes to save their season. They trail 39-29.
It's been a very gutsy performance by him. He's been doing almost everything for UV.
Here's Lambert, steps back, Jack from downtown, got it. He's got 21. And it's 42-29 with 7:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Jackson straight away with the basketball. Going to need a big fourth quarter from him. Jackson comes in with 9 points. Now to Parker, got twisted up in a tight spot, but manages to get it back to Gray. 7 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Here is Jackson on the right side, gets into the paint, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but will step to the charity stripe. Again, thank you to all our special sponsors today, including Stewart Shops in New Berlin and Cooperstown, the Bassett Healthcare Network, of course, NBT Bank, the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney, Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, as Jackson can't get the first shot to go, Schneider's Bakery in Cooperstown, Chase Memorial Nursing Home and Rehab Center, of course, Clark Sports Center, and the Leather Stocking Group in Cooperstown. Jackson gets the second to go. He's got 10. It's 42-30. Cooperstown on top of UV with 6:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Left side of the floor now for Cooperstown. They go to Fornari. Fornari feeds one back to Sandler. Sandler to the far side looking for Jack Lambert. Lambert in front of the Cooperstown bench. Little crossover. Gets into the paint. Tripped up. No call. UV comes away with the ball. Can they make a run? 6.5 to go. Jackson top of the key. Feeds one out. Now finds Parker. Now to Wyatt Gray. Gray is three-point line extended in front of the UV bench as they go right to left.
Cooperstown's just closing out on defense, getting right in the player's face. UV can't get anything to go.
Jackson tries to get a jumper off, follows it. I think he almost missed it on purpose, got it back, put it in, and is fouled. That's a unique way to get it done there for Jackson. He's got 12. Hit the side of the rim. He followed it, came right back to him. He laid it up and in and was fouled, and Cooperstown guys are not pleased with the call. Makes it 42-32 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter.
That's almost a play you see in the NBA
on stage,
but they generally end up with two hands dunked. That was a heck of a smart basketball play because the whole lane was open in front of them.
Jackson now with 13. It was almost like one of those, you throw it up to yourself to dunk it or something, but he just missed the shot, got it back, and put it in. It's 42-33. UV still has some time with 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, but Cooperstown has always had the answer today. Let's see if they have one here as well. Calvin Sandler, left side here for the Hawkeyes, goes back to Frenari. Timeout taken by head coach John Lambert. We'll step away with 5:57 to go, fourth quarter. Cooperstown 42, UV 33. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Cooperstown 42, UV 33. Winner will go on to the state Final Four. That game will be right back here in Binghamton at the arena next Saturday at 10:45 a.m. against Greenport, who is the champion of Section 11. Left side of the floor now for Sandler. Sandler will get to the top of the key, bounce one over to Lansing. He fires up a three, splash. There's the answer we were talking about. Lansing now with 4 points, and it's 45-33.
What an enormous shot for Cooperstown. Right when U of E started to get a little bit of momentum going, the answer, like you said, as they've done all day with a three-pointer.
Here's Parker to the right side, now finds Gray, NBA range three, draws nothing but air and out of bounds. And there's that depth perception I think you talked about a little bit earlier. This is a tough place to shoot traditionally. It has been.
Yeah. And, you know, no matter who advances here, it's a big advantage come next week because they're going to be playing right on this floor. You've had the opportunity to experience that. When it happened with Moravia a few years ago, they won.
Here is Lansing in the corner. Lansing will go back out here to Lambert with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. UV trying to chip their way back in, but Cooperstown is in control at the moment. Lansing to the right side on the baseline. Pull-up jumper for Lansing is good, and he's got five straight points. He's got six for the game, and it's 47-33 with 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson down the left side of the floor. We'll get to the top of the key. Now it goes back to Gray. Gray will feed one back to Jackson in front of the UV bench. Jackson goes back to Parker, left side. Jackson steps into a long-range three. It's too strong, and a rebound for Lambert. And he's shot out of a cannon back down the floor. Lambert stutter steps, pulls one back out for Frenari. Straight away for three. No. Was halfway down and popped out. And back up the floor for Jackson with 4:20 to go, fourth quarter. UV trailing 47-33. Jackson on the baseline right side. Dishes one off Reifenberg. Left it right on the front of the rim, and it wouldn't go. Rebound for Lambert. Got tied up with Jackson. And I believe a foul, yes, on Jackson underneath with 4:10 left.
You could tell that UV is just giving it their all, but they're definitely tired. Reifenberg is definitely sick. You can see that Jackson is tired in zone, and Cooperstown's got to bounce in their step right now. I mean, Lampton looks like he could run a marathon after this.
Yeah, he probably could, knowing him. Great cross-country runner, went to states this year for the Hawkeyes. Here's Lambert in the corner left side. Back out to Sandler. Sandler finds Lansing, steps in, tries to dish one back up to the top of the key. Sandler was there to save it as it almost came right into our laps here at our center court broadcast position. Here's Lambert, dials up a three, splash for Jack Lambert. He's got 24. And with 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter, Cooperstown is in control, 50-33. Gray at the top of the key as UV takes a timeout. 3.5 to go. Cooperstown 50, UV 33. We'll be back on WCDO.
Bob's Diner, North Main Street in Bainbridge. We serve homemade hearty meals 7 days a week. We feature an awesome burger menu with unique specialty burgers. Customers love our daily blue plate specials, and the staff is friendly, and there's plenty of parking, too. At Bob's Diner, our homemade soups and chili are served all year long, and our homemade desserts will please any sweet tooth. Dine 7 days a week at Bob's Diner, North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. And remember, Bob's Back Room for meetings and parties, too. Call 967-3111.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Cooperstown 50, UV 33. Winner goes to the Final Four next weekend. Andrew Jackson out of the timeout for UV won't be denied and buries a three. And he's got 16. He's had to earn all 16 of them.
Well, this is, goes back to what we did with the Cooperstown girls, right? It's 3.5 left. You better not have any empty possessions. You got to start trading 3 for 2 and see if you can chip away into the lead.
Here's Lambert to the right side. We'll now find Calvin Sandler. Sandler at the top of the key, looking for different options. We'll pass it over to the far side, back for Lambert. Lambert with a pull-up jumper, left it short. Jackson with a rebound off the air ball. Jackson sprints down the floor, wants to take it to the rim. He is fouled with 2:48 to go in the fourth, and guys getting a little chippy after that one. 50-36 the score, and both teams, no love lost here between these two teams. We've talked about it a little bit before, that sometimes it's a rivalry between these two local teams.
Well, a lot of these kids grew up playing together at the Clark Sports Center, summer ball. They've done workouts together. There's a lot to it. They're only 40 minutes apart, but there's a lot of similarities and friendships that do exist between these two.
2:48 to go in the fourth quarter. Hawkeyes 50, UV 36. Yeah, you know, UV, part of the New Berlin community, obviously, which is right on the other side of Edmiston, and I feel like it's kind of that whole Clark Sports Center connection there. Of course, they're one of our special sponsors today as well, as Jackson gets the first to go. He's got 17.
Yeah, and, you know, they all played Little League together. They played youth soccer against each other. It's what your dream matchup, two local teams, yeah. And this is what you get.
Jackson's second shot, good. He's got 18. It's been a quiet 18. He's really had to earn it. 50-38 is the score. Timeout taken by Unadilla Valley. 2:48 to go, fourth quarter. Hawkeyes 50, UV 38. Let's keep it right here. Matt, some interesting news about one of the most famous Cooperstown girls basketball alums, I would say.
Yeah, she's real special to me, like a daughter, sister, all in one. Liz Millay helped lead Lemoyne to their first conference championship. Their highest ranking ever, first time ever nationally ranked at Lemoyne, and she scored 19 points to lead the team. Proud moment for all of us at Cooperstown, anybody that has anything to do with her, and honestly, a absolute role model for what it's been great. She was a two-time player of the year and was the MVP of the Cooperstown State Tournament run.
I know Liz is a great ambassador for everything at Cooperstown. Of course, Lemoyne is a D2 school. And she tore her ACL, I believe, last year, had to rehab, get all the way back. It's such a tough injury to come back from. And I got a chance to talk with her a lot at a summer camp this year that they were doing in Worcester and also at the Clark Sports Center, and just giving back to the kids. And then afterwards, just working her butt off there with Tyler Bertram, and just a great role model for all those little kids.
Yeah, now she's a redshirt sophomore, and she's making a splash. That Lemoyne team is fun to watch, a couple of local kids.
So out of the timeout, we'll have a little bit of confusion here. They started play back up, and just as the ball came in, there was a horn went off. So they were, I believe the official was still getting everything set over at the scorer's table. Now we'll start things back over. But again, 2:48 to go here, fourth quarter. Cooperstown leads 50-38. And now a steal by Jackson on the inbound pass. Takes it to the rim, gets it to go, and he's fouled. Jackson trying to lead UV back. They cut it to 10. He could get it to 9 here at the line.
This is what we were just talking about, right? 3 seconds have gone off the clock. They got the opportunity to put 5 points on the board and cut this into single digits. It's going to get exciting.
2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Jackson trying to will UV back into it. His foul shot is good. He has 21. 2:45 to go in the fourth. UV putting on some full court pressure, and now a foul, I believe, on the baseline. Will it be on Gray or Jackson? Let's see. Either way, it's going to send Cooperstown to the line. Here's the team foul situation. That's four on Jackson, nine on Cooperstown as a team, and now that's seven on UV as a team.
Yep, and, you know, that's big because Jackson, one more, he's not playing these last few minutes, and we're going to be spending 2.5 minutes of shooting foul shots. And this was big for how Cooperstown advanced to this point last game. They went 25 for 30 from the line, and now they're trying to add to their total, and Calvin makes it 10 points.
Sandler with 10, settling in, looking for another. Sandler can't get that one to go. Reifenberg skies for a rebound. Reifenberg ahead now for Jackson as he crosses midcourt. Jackson goes to Gray. He steps in for a three. Left it short. Skimmed off the front of the rim. Lambert comes flying out of nowhere. Picks up the rebound. Home run pass ahead for Lansing. Lansing all in, and he's all alone for the layup and finishes. Lansing's got 8 points, and Cooperstown pumps it back up to 53-41 with 2:15 to go in the fourth. Jackson to the far side. Pull-up jumper here for Parker is no good. Rebound for Gray. UV's in desperation mode now. Gray tries a little up and under. It won't go. Lambert comes away with it. Ahead now for Sandler. Home run pass for Lansing. He puts it up, beat the defense, and finishes. Lansing into double figures with 10, and Cooperstown pushes it to 55-41. The fast pace continues. Jackson with a straight-up three, and he got it. Jackson with 24 now, and it's 55-44. With a minute 47 to go, fourth quarter, a timeout is taken. We'll step away this time, and we'll be back in 30 seconds with the score. Cooperstown 55, UV 44 on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back with a minute 47 to go here in the fourth quarter on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Cooperstown boys leading UV 55-44. UV has tried everything to get back into this ball game. Reifenberg's got 14, Jackson's got 24, but is it too little too late? Cooperstown has Lambert with 24, Sandler and Lansing both with 10 apiece, Lifgren with 6. Lifgren hasn't scored in the second half, but it hasn't mattered here for Cooperstown. Cooperstown leaks one long, but they get it in short as that wasn't open. Lifgren goes right back to Lambert. Lambert on the left side of the floor now pulls it back out, a minute 40 to go. Lambert left side, double team, throws it to Sandler. Sandler dribbles through. Now circles it back out. 20 on the shot clock. They're just trying to kill some time here. Lambert in front of his own bench. Now will take it to the rim, hanging in the air. Leaves it off for Kennedy, and it goes. Kennedy with 4 points. And it's 57-44. It might be too little too late here for the Storm. Jackson goes to Gray on the right side. Now into the corner for Jackson. He wants to step back. He's got Lambert in his face. Goes to Gray straight away for three. No. Died on the front of the rim. Rebound Osborne. Now back out to Gray. In the paint. Little up and under for Gray is good.
What a move. Goes from the foul line. Takes one dribble. Does an underhand falling away from the hoop. And now they're down 11.
57-46. Lambert to midcourt. He's double teamed and now is fouled with 49 seconds to go. And Cooperstown will head to the line. Here's a fact. I don't know. I'm going to ask you. I've seen Cooperstown in two regionals in my time here at CDO. Have they made the state Final Four before for boys?
Yeah, so they did. They've made the state Final Four a couple times. Dave Bertram actually took them there three times.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
He took them
early
there.
2000.
Actually, 2003.
Okay.
2004, sorry. Shane Conley,
yes.
Jeremy Holmes. They ended up losing in the state finals to a school out in Buffalo. And that's the only time they've ever appeared in the state championship game.
Left side for Parker off the missed foul shot from Lambert. Reifenberg jumps out of the gym for the rebound, but it goes right to Sandler. Two on one, but he'll pull it out. 30 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter, and he is fouled with 33 seconds left. I should know that because I remember those Cooperstown teams and how fun it was, just as it is following these two teams. Lambert's getting the Cooperstown fans riled up here as they can smell victory with 30 seconds left.
Absolutely, and this is huge. And Kyle Santello comes in the game taking Jack Lambert out. That means all seniors have been able to take part in this. Cooperstown has 8 seniors on the team. This is a huge opportunity for Cooperstown, who would come back here, play 10:45 on next Saturday, playing Greenport, who's out of Long Island. We don't know anything about them, unfortunately. But you got to think Cooperstown's chances to get to possibly raise a banner could be huge.
Sandler goes 2 out of 2. If I'm not mistaken, in my history archives, Greenport is the school that South Courtright beat back when they were a Class D school in the 2009 Courtright State Championship. Back down the floor, Jackson fires up a three, no good. Kennedy a rebound, 25 seconds left. 59-46 the score. Cooperstown's going to get it to midcourt. Lifgren over to the far side now. We'll find Kyle Santello, who's into the ball game. Some of the starters have gone over to the bench now. Lansing is out of the ball game. Lambert is out. Fernari is out, making sure that they all stay safe and sound for these last 18 seconds. And Cooperstown leads 59-46 as Santello will head to the line. Settling in here is Santello. First shot is good. Even ice cold off the bench, Cooperstown is having a great day shooting the ball. Santello's second shot coming. And this one is good. He goes 2 out of 2, and it's 61-46 with 18 seconds left. UV's going to get it to midcourt. Jackson, maybe his last shot as a member of the Storm, won't go. Back out to Gray. Gray for 3 in the corner. That one is also short. Kennedy a rebound, and that's going to do it. Cooperstown will run off the remaining seconds for a 61-46 victory. Cooperstown is going to the Final Four for the boys, and the season is over for Unadilla Valley. You feel for the Storm, but a lot of joy for the Hawkeyes as well. We'll take a break. Post-game show coming up here on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lowell and Matt Hazard with you here during our post-game show. Both sides being honored for fantastic seasons. You feel for MAC champion and Section 4 champion Unadilla Valley. But it'll be Cooperstown coming back. They win a regional championship. They'll be taking on Greenport next Saturday at 10:45 a.m. They're coming right over to the media table here to salute their crowd. Got to absolutely love it here for the Hawkeyes. 61-46.
Oh, boy.
Boy, Coach Hazard here is getting all the hugs and high fives at the media table.
Yeah, well, I coach a lot of these guys in baseball, so it's a close-knit connection. I coached these guys last year to see this, and them go to the state Final Four is just awesome.
Let's go through our final scoring summary. First for UV, 24 points, tied for a game high. Andrew Jackson for UV. 14 for Levi Reifenberg, 8 for Wyatt Gray. Those are the three guys that scored today for UV. On the other side for the Hawkeyes, 24 for Jack Lambert, 12 for Calvin Sandler, 10 from Ryan Lansing, 6 from Noah Lifgren, 4 from John Kennedy. Let's give out our three awards now. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'd like to give that one here to Jack Lambert. 24 points for Cooperstown, and he got them off to the early start they needed.
Yeah, you know, he came out. He scored the first 8 points, I believe 12 of the first 15 for Coop. And him being hot in combination with UV not being so hot from the three-point line really was a changer in the beginning parts of this game and gave Cooperstown the cushion that they needed.
Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on CDL. I'd like to give this to Calvin Sandler. I thought, to Ryan Lansing. I thought his defense in the first half on Jackson was stellar. He was all over the place, so we'll give him our Dynamic Defense Award.
Absolutely. I think that's a fair assessment. Lansing does a heck of a job getting after it for Coop.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We'll give it to Andrew Jackson today. Gutted it out, ended up with 24 points after the way he shot the ball in the early going. Didn't look like he was going to have any points, but he ends up with 24 and just did his best here for UV.
Absolutely. He really fought hard right to the end. And I got to give a special shout-out to Reifenberg, too.
Yeah, exactly.
In the first half, he was what carried UV. And then, he unfortunately came in sick, and he was sick in the third quarter over on the sidelines. And in his absence, Andrew Jackson really stepped up. And really showed his leadership. And, not being from Unadilla Valley, I've watched them from a distance, and I got to give that senior group for Unadilla Valley a lot of accolades. That's a very special group. They did a lot for that community. It's a chapter of UV's basketball history, and legacy is oftentimes talked about. And with two sectional championships coming up against two tough teams in Tully last year, Cooperstown this year, and then, it'll be interesting to see how much they've had impact on future generations for UV basketball.
Yeah, there's been some good teams at UV over the years, but this is probably the most successful group that Matt Osborne has ever had. And so congratulations to them. You hate to see it end, but Cooperstown will be moving on here with a 61-46 victory. Up next will be the South Courtright girls, the champions in Section 4 Class D, taking on Smithtown Christian from Section 11 down on Long Island. Matt, this will be it for you, but I'll be taking everybody else the rest of the way. But thanks for joining me today.
Oh, absolutely. This was fantastic. And we get to call Final Four action.
Yeah,
this weekend.
We'll be back here probably in these same two seats next Saturday, 10:45 a.m. right here at the arena on March 16th. Get your tickets now, folks. It's going to be a great weekend down here at the arena. Glens Falls is coming, and if you're a Syracuse fan, they're already predicting that this place might sell out when Joe Girard III comes here to play for Glens Falls, and I wouldn't doubt it. So get your tickets early if you want to come down and watch Glens Falls or any of the other games that are here.
Absolutely. Well, Glens Falls itself, looking at that team, Girard, who came off of a state football championship, he's going to probably be the starting point guard for Syracuse next year for Boeheim. If he takes one step over half court, he's in shooting range.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. And he will go to the hoop, and he'll probably get 20 to 25 points off of foul shots, and likely he'll have 50 to 60 points in the game.
Yeah, he is averaging in the 40s or 50s every game. Not a lie, folks, if you're going, that can't be true. It's absolutely 100% true, folks.
And he is almost double the leading scorer in New York State basketball history. That was shocking. He had 4,000 points by the time he became a senior. So
yeah, pretty unbelievable. So, again, a big thank you to Jim Tamayo back in our WCDO studios. A small break. When we come back, we'll have our tip-off show, and we'll hear from head coach of the South Courtright Lady Rams, Josh Burrows, and we'll get you set for SK and Smithtown Christian. We are going to have a small break in between, so, maybe get back to the fridge, get some more refreshments, whatever you need. We'll have the SK girls coming up. So for Matt Hazard, I'm Nate Law. We'll talk to you in a little bit here from the arena on CDO.
Your Tri-County Heartbeat CDO.